You're listening to 2GB. Thanks for tuning in. There are so many wonderful Australians out there, just ordinary, everyday Australians, not celebrities or politicians, who are doing extraordinary things. They're the people who go quietly about their business, but they're going above and beyond for their community. Well, it's that time of year to give them the recognition they deserve. Since August, we've been able to nominate someone or even a group of people for the Pride of Australia Medal. The awards are organised by News Corp in conjunction with Clubs New South Wales. And to tell us all about it, we're joined on the line by the Chief Executive of Clubs New South Wales, Anthony Bull. Anthony, thanks so much for your time this Sunday evening.
It's a pleasure.
Now, they're about recognising everyday heroes, aren't they? People who'd normally go under the radar?
Yeah, it is about that, and there's so many people who go above and beyond every day, not seeking publicity or glory, not blowing their own trumpet, just busying themselves improving other people's lives. You know, they could be in the SES, they could be an off-duty policeman, you know, someone involved in their sporting team, general community life, just so many people doing that. Look, it's the glue, really, that binds everything together. And without those people, look, we'd be much poorer for it.
And the awards have been going for quite a while now, I understand. It's got to be more than a decade.
They've been going for 12 years, and in that time, News Corp and its publications have highlighted so many amazing people. We were involved for the first time last year, and you know, some of the acts of bravery, selflessness, things that you just wouldn't, you know, expect people to do. Well, you know, they were put up in lights, and just humble people being recognised for doing what they see as being just normal.
Can you give us an example of someone who's been nominated, or perhaps one of the winners from last year, the types of things that we're talking about?
Well, there's a couple of great nominations this year from New South Wales. One is Jane Leach from Blacktown. She's the executive officer at the Blacktown Women's and Girls Health Centre. She's a real support for people who have been suffering domestic violence out there, and she's been at this now for, you know, 25 years, you know, really saving lives, giving support to people who really are struggling. Jane is just a champion and very well known in Blacktown for the work that she does helping police and the health services and people in really difficult situations. Brad Waugh, who's the executive officer of Panthers on the Prowl, which is a terrific youth leadership program at Penrith, again, helping young people, you know, deal with day-to-day problems, giving them the skills they need to get through what's, you know, a pretty challenging existence these days. Well, they're just a couple of people that are nominated. There are many more, but that's the type of person that we want to see nominated: selfless, hardworking, and just doing really important work. And I reckon there's thousands of people like that.
Now, Anthony, people have until October the 9th to nominate someone or a group of people, even if they feel they've done something extraordinary for the community, just like those people that you've mentioned. So there's not too much more time left to nominate.
No, there's not. And so, it's a call out to everybody who knows somebody who is just like a Brad Waugh or a Jane Leach. Yeah, go to the website, Pride of Australia, and nominate them. Once they're nominated, they'll receive a note, and just need to make sure that they're happy to be in the program. They'll receive that note, and then they'll go into the judging, and there's a panel who will decide the final eight that go through.
Yeah, because these are national awards, aren't they?
They are across the country. We'll be involved with New South Wales judging with Sandra Sully and the crew at News, and you just see so many fantastic people doing fantastic things. It's really hard to bring it down to weight, but we'll find eight New South Welsh men and women, and I'm sure that they'll be doing things that are happening all over the country, but they'll do our state proud.
And Anthony, when are the winners actually going to be announced?
Well, what will happen is the judging panel will choose the last date. They'll then be notified, and it'll be made public on the 1st of December. They'll receive a medal, they'll be interviewed, and then they're going to go into a Pride of Australia magazine that will be published in January, and that will be a national magazine. And I think, a pretty terrific reflection of the best of Australian society.
Anthony, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you filling us in on the awards and also giving us that kick to get nominating.
A pleasure. Thanks, guys.
That's Anthony Ball from Clubs New South Wales. So if you know someone who deserves recognition, just head to the Pride of Australia website and you can nominate. That's prideofaustralia.com.au. And over the coming Sundays, we plan to speak to some of the nominees at around this time each week. You're on 2GB 873.